You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Election decision, with millennials leading the charge to keep the law.
If millennials really do get out there and vote this year, they can really influence whether the future of Obamacare is going to stay as is or whether it's going to be repealed.
That's senior insurance analyst Laura Adams. The Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare, has been upheld by the nation's highest court, but that doesn't mean the fight is over. A majority of 50 to 64-year-olds are in favor of repealing the law. Adams says Americans are still divided on the issue, with 45% wanting to keep the law and 44% wanting to repeal it. Senior insurance analyst Laura Adams says Americans will be listening to what candidates have to say about Obamacare.
We found that 85% of respondents say that a candidate's view on Obamacare is going to factor into their election decision.
Maybe sitting won't kill you after all. A new study finds that sitting for long stretches of time won't raise your risk of dying prematurely. British researchers studied health information on more than 5,000 people over 16 years. They found that sitting is no worse than standing for people who don't move much otherwise. Researchers warned that emphasizing not sitting shouldn't take the place of promoting physical activity. The study is published in the International Journal of Epidemiology. For more special interest stories, news, and headlines, join us online at usaheadlinenews.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Good morning. It's 11:04 and it says 38 degrees, but I don't think so. I'm going to say it's about 52. What do you think, Jim?
I can't see you shrugging.
Today's forecast, sunny with a high of 64. Tonight, lows around 45. Friday, there's a slight chance of showers before 2 p.m., but it's going to be mostly sunny with a high near 66. And then the cold northwest wind blows in this weekend. Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 55. And on Sunday, sunny, but highs only 49 degrees.
What's going on? What's happening over there? All right, I think I have to start picking up. Good morning and welcome to the Library Show. Starring Jennifer Winberry and a drowned out Jim Thatch, probably. Broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, winners were announced in the annual HCL Amateur Photography Show. I'll let you know who they were. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and the Friends of HCL are hosting a gingerbread competition. We'll give you all the details. Jennifer sometimes wonders, is there another word for thesaurus? A plethora of concerts and programs for kids and adults this fall that you won't want to miss? All that and more on today's Library Show. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Jim.
What happened with you switched music midstream?
No, you know what? It was an ad. But disclaimer, I walked in and I said, I don't have music. And what did you say to me? Get some
I
fast.
Said, get prepared, and like I do for the radio show.
Yes, but I have been off for the last 9 days.
That doesn't matter, Jennifer. Why does that matter? Do our listeners care? No, they expect a high-quality product every Thursday morning at 11 a.m.
Two of our listeners care because they want their child rested and refreshed.
So good morning and welcome to the Laboratory Show. Thanks for tuning in. Got a lot to talk about today. We'll start with some programs coming up this weekend. We had a program last night, actually. A full house came to see Borderline Bluegrass Band. This was actually the second time we had them this year. We had them over the winter, but the power went out on us, even though they bravely played on in the dark.
They did.
Last night, no such problem.
It was really cold also, so I think
Yes, and they put on a great show, a long show.
Yeah.
But they're very good. It's Bob and Terry Suter, husband and wife, and Bob Harris. And just, he's a great banjo player. I mean, they're probably one of the top bluegrass bands in the area, I'm going to assume.
And Bob plays with Travis Wetzel every spring.
So you ever have the opportunity and you see Borderline Bluegrass Band playing?
They play at Terhune Orchards a lot on weekends.
I would recommend
in the fall
it.
And the spring.
We have a program today. In case you missed last night's program, we have an afternoon concert this afternoon. Fred Miller returns. That pianist, singer, narrator, Fred Miller. And today he'll be talking and singing about Ethel Merman, the brassy, belting star of the Great White Way, for whom every Broadway composer wanted to write, Jennifer. Is that true? We just found her kind of brash.
She's mouthy. Mouthy woman.
But she, I guess, had a great voice. Is she? She's not still alive, is she?
I don't know.
Ethel Merman. She also sang the God Bless America. Is that Ethel Merman?
No, that's Kate Smith.
Oh, Kate
Smith. We've had
Smith.
This conversation
Oh, have we?
Before.
Okay. So that's today, Thursday, October 15th at 2 p.m. at the Hunterdon County Library. Special afternoon program for you people that don't like to go out at night. We have room, so just stop by anytime before 2. Find a nice, comfortable chair and enjoy a concert by Fred Miller.
And if you do like to go out at night, tonight at the North County Branch Library, there's a classical and jazz concert by pianist Arkady Figlin. He's a graduate of the Moscow Genesis Institute in Moscow. He has appeared as a soloist with many symphony orchestras. He has performed Gershwin, Rachmaninoff, Prokofiev, Emerson, and Polk in piano concertos. That's a really bad word to hyphenate, but whatever.
What?
He has played at Alice Tully Hall, Carnegie Hall, Kennedy Center, and now he will be playing at our own North County Branch Library tonight
wow.
at 7 p.m.
How do you get to North County Branch Library, Jennifer?
Practice.
This Saturday, Jennifer, I guess, would want to talk about this one since this is her program. Go ahead, Jennifer.
This is Tea and the Mad Hatter with Judith Kroll Russo. Remember Alice and the Mad Hatter's Tea Party? Come celebrate the 150th anniversary of Lewis Carroll's beloved classic Alice in Wonderland with tea expert and food historian Judith Kroll Russo.
Is it really beloved?
I don't know. This is not an actual tea party Judith is going to discuss. I'm waiting to hear on the status of the water before I bring food in.
Is she making tea?
She's not making tea. Again, see the note on status of the water before I bring tea in. But there's a really great display across from the circulation
Can
desk.
We bring in bottled water or something? We have plenty of bottled water
I
in
know.
The refrigerator.
I don't...
You don't want to make tea?
No, no, no. I'll tell you after during the break. It's not polite talk for radio. But
no,
there's.
You mean about the water?
If we have no waters, we have no bathrooms.
Got it,
Not
Jennifer.
Serving a bunch of people water with no bathrooms.
The great outdoors beckons.
Well, I hear we're getting some, so. Anyway.
What, the bathrooms are working fine at the 100
They're fixing them this weekend.
Okay, but they're working.
For today, but they're fixing them
And they
the
were
weekend.
Working yesterday. Jennifer's an alarmist, everyone.
I'm not. I'm going
don't
with the email.
Don't postpone your trip to the Hunterdon County
Absolutely
Library just because Jennifer says there may be a problem with the bathrooms. There isn't.
There's going to be this weekend because they're going to repair
for Christ
the problem. Did you just say that on
yes.
the air?
There's no Wonderful. FCC regulations.
This is true.
I was thinking a lot worse.
I've never heard you say that. So anyway, where
Jesus,
you must...
Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. That's what I'm on when I used to work in a restaurant. That's what my boss used to say whenever she was flummoxed. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. Is that better?
All right, so we've gotten completely off track. So wear your most fabulous hat, and make sure if you're at the library that you check out the display across from the circulation desk.
Jennifer's going to answer that phone, and I'm going to tell you about another program at the North County Branch on Saturday. If you don't like tea or you want bathrooms when you visit a library, come to the North County Branch on Saturday for a program titled Role Reversal, Your Aging Parents and You, with Lou Granados of Fortuitous Financial LLC. As we know in today's world, many individuals struggle to balance the needs of the maturing family and aging parents. Since more people are living longer, more adult children find themselves assuming responsibility for their parents. Lou will cover such topics as conversation starters, housing, health care, legal preparation, and financial organization. This is once again is Saturday, October 17th at 2 p.m. at the North County Branch Library. Program is free, as all our programs are free and open to the public. Reservations are suggested. All the programs we talk about today can be found on our webpage, hclibrary.us. Just click on the event calendar in the bottom right corner, and everything that we are offering is there.
I have to run out for 1 second. So I'm going to go to the commercials a little early, and then you're going to come over and run the board for a few minutes, okay? We will be right back.
If you're looking to get in front of thousands of new customers, connect with your current customers, you don't want to miss out on the largest business show in Hunterdon County. The 27th annual Hunterdon County Business and Home Expo, coming up on a new date, Thursday, November 5th, in a new location at Hunterdon Central High School in Flemington at the Fieldhouse in Common from 2 to 7 p.m. You surely want to sign up. You surely want to exhibit. Something you don't want to miss. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
This is Megan Jones Holt, the radio host of the Rotary Hour and president of Boxes for You. Why am I a member of the Chamber of Commerce? It can be summed up in one word: opportunities. Opportunities to market your business and yourself.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Good evening, this is Dr. Blood and my pal Igor. We want to invite you to visit us at the Haunted Village at the Red Mill in Clinton, New Jersey. Come by to have a cup of hot tea with me on October 9th, 10th, 16th, 17th, 23rd, and 24th. Tickets are on sale online at the redmillhauntedvillage.org. The prices are $30 for regular admission and $45 for express pass. Don't forget to scare up a coupon from our local merchants. We hope to have you soon.
Welcome back to the Library Show. I'm Jim Thatch with Jennifer Winberry. We are currently displaying our amateur photography show in our gallery. So if you haven't stopped by the Hunterdon County Library this month yet, you need to come by and see 87 great local photographers who have their pictures hanging in our gallery. We announced the winners last Wednesday. Our judge was Walter Horoszewski, the famous New Jersey author and photographer. And here are the winners. I will list the winners. We have several, actually. But I'll just give you the first and second place winners. In each category, we had more students enter this year than we have in the past, which is a good sign. So we had two student categories, student black and white. The second place winner was Shelby Penna. And the first place photographer was Anissa Douglas in the student color category. Second place went to Judson Graham. And first place went to Danielle Donnarumma in the wildlife category, second place. These are the adult categories now in wildlife. Second place went to Linda Cornell, and first place went to Laura Fargnoli. In the human interest category, second place went to Jennifer Evans, and first place went to Alicia Costa. In the abstract still life category, second place went to Debbie Gilmartin, and first place went to Marlon Reuter. In the floral category, second place went to Martin Devaney, first place went to Patricia Ramachandran. Scenic landscape, second place, Tamil Abuza. And first place, Nancy Koldrick. And the 100 in scene, second place, Zachary Hill. And first place, Maria Nakarada. We also have a Public's Choice Award that our patrons vote on throughout the month, which is going on right now. So when you come and visit the show, make sure to pick your favorite photo, write it on the slip. Those votes will be tallied, and a Public's Choice Award will be given at the end of the month to the photograph receiving the most votes. This was the biggest turnout we've had. The photo show's been growing every year, and we've had it for over 20 years now. So the HCL Amateur Photography Show at the Huntington County Library on display till the end of October. Welcome back, Jennifer.
Thank you. My apologies.
That's okay.
Did you go run through all the commercials?
No, Jennifer. I just blew it off.
Excellent. I didn't think I was gone that long. Okay, is it time for Today in History?
It is.
I could sure use some Today in History right now.
You can. Okay, at this time every day, Jennifer usually plays the music, but as she said, she was on vacation, so she's not held responsible for any of her actions for at least a week. I don't know how that works, but so be it.
Here's the music.
Thank you, Jennifer. I'm going to ask Jennifer some events. The pickings were thin today, Jennifer, but we'll go for it anyway. Events that happened on this date, October 15th, in years past, and also some people that were born or died on this date. See if Jennifer know who they are just by name recognition. Okay, Jennifer, let's go to 1888, October 15th. The From Hell letter was sent to investigators from who?
The From Hell letter? Which investigators?
Police investigators.
I don't know.
The From Hell letter was the only, I think, the only correspondence sent by Jack the Ripper.
Huh.
I was going to actually read it. It was a short kind of poem-like letter, mm-hmm. but it was...
graphic.
Yeah, I don't want to give anybody nightmares.
Especially not me.
Let's just say, Silence of the Lambs was probably based on this letter. In 1939, Jennifer, the New York Municipal Airport is dedicated on this date, October 15th. Later renamed what?
Idlewild.
Incorrect. Well,
and
what's
LaGuardia.
It named now?
LaGuardia.
LaGuardia. That is correct. So Jennifer knows a lot about New York.
I know, because Idlewild was Kennedy. So that's
okay, and the first episode of this sitcom, I heard the Big C playing this song on his show, so he knew it as well. Aired today, October 15th in 1951, probably the most well-known sitcom of all time, Jennifer.
I Love Lucy.
That is correct. You knew that, didn't you?
I didn't.
Okay, 1917. Who was born on October 15th in years past? How about Arthur Schlesinger?
He's a political figure. I don't know specifically, but I know he writes a lot of political, like, he writes a lot of introductory essays to a lot of things.
I'm sorry, Jennifer. That's a little too vague for me. He was on the Kennedy administration. He wrote 1,000 Days.
Yeah, he writes a lot of introductions to biographies for children.
And the side note, he was my commencement speaker.
Was he really?
At Trenton State College back in 1987.
You did well.
I did.
I had Joyce Carol Oates.
It was 110 degrees out. I didn't hear a word that guy said.
Yep, nobody did.
1920, Jennifer Mario Puzo was born.
He wrote The Godfather series.
Correct. Did he ever write anything else?
He wrote Omada, which was, you know, a Godfather-esque book.
1924, Lee Iacocca was born on October 15th.
I'm not going to remember the name. Was he Chrysler?
as correct, CEO of Chrysler.
And just a little side note, in the mid-90s, that was the book that was donated most often to the library, was his biography. So everyone must have bought it, and no one wanted to keep it.
Interesting. Well, not really interesting.
Well, I didn't think you really think
October 15th, 1937, Linda Lavin was born.
And she's an actress. She was Alice.
How does everybody remember her? She was not a good actress, but I remember her too. Well, I think she was a Broadway star too, I thought she was
a good sitcom actress,
Jennifer. 1943, Penny Marshall was born.
Speaking of sitcom actresses, she was Laverne. She's a producer now.
Director, yes. Director. Very famous director.
She was in American Graffiti.
1946, Richard Carpenter.
I'd have to say he was Karen Carpenter's brother.
That is correct, and the arranger of all those Carpenter songs that we know and love. Maybe we should play a Carpenter song in the beginning of the show sometime instead of Billy Joel every other day, and then the girl from Ipanema in the weeks that we don't play Billy Joel. Okay, 1959, Emeril Lagasse was born.
Bam. He is a Louisiana chef, restaurant owner, and a Food Network star.
And finally died in 1964, Cole Porter.
He was a musical composer. It's the Lovely Day and Night.
His movie
was probably the worst movie in the world.
Kevin Klein was the star of The Lovely. Do we have that on our DVD?
I sure hope
it
not.
Was okay.
I liked it because I like I like biographies. Yeah.
They did it differently. Like he was in the audience and watching his life go by on stage. The way they did it was kind of interesting.
Was Naomi Judd in it? One of the Judd sisters.
Was that who that was?
I think so.
Yes,
I liked it, but it was lousy at the same time.
And what was his most famous play? Ooh, Jennifer, not getting a musical question right.
His most famous play.
I'm going to go with Kiss Me, Kate.
Of course.
Kiss Me, Kate, which is a...
Based
on The Taming of the Shrew by William Shakespeare. Beat you to it, Jennifer. That's today in history. As I said, a little bland today. Nothing really for me to sink my teeth into, unfortunately.
Oh, just as well.
Why is that?
Just saying.
Okay.
We were talking about upcoming programs.
Yes.
When I got a phone call. There is one more next Wednesday afternoon at the South County Branch Library, and it is put on by the Hunterdon County Parks Department. Children's grades 2 and up are invited to learn about animal skulls with a naturalist from the Hunterdon County Parks and Recreation Department. Children will walk around different stations and answer a questionnaire about skulls. Then as a group, they will explore key features and what these skulls reveal about local wildlife. And that's 4 p.m. next Wednesday, October 21st. The South County Branch Library is located at 1432 Route 179 in Lambertville.
Well, we're talking about that, Jennifer. I have a collection here. We talk about adult programs most of the time in the show. Let me get just run through what we have offering for children and teens and tweens and et cetera. So you mentioned the skull program of the South County Branch, Wednesday, October 21st. The Delaware Beat Society has a program for tweens, and a tween, in case you don't know, is grades 1 through 6. Grades 1 through 6 and up. What does that mean?
I don't know, because that's... That's at the North County Branch, because at headquarters are
okay,
different.
They're going to create a memory wired bead bracelet. What is a memory wire bead bracelet, Jennifer?
I have no idea.
So all these programs, like I said, you go to our youth services page, just click on kids on our... homepage, and all this will come up on October 21st. Also, the Teen Writers Group will be meeting somewhere, Jennifer.
The North County Branch
Library. Grades 6 through 9, that's not on this flyer where they meet.
I'm sure it's not.
Unfortunate. Very unfortunate. Maybe they should have me make these flyers.
You think?
Another tweens program on October 27th, their fifth annual Halloween party, this year with the Mad Scientists. And who is the mad scientist? Is he somebody that actually does experiments?
Is it the mad scientist or mad science?
It says with the mad scientist.
Okay, because on Thursday, November 5th at the headquarters library, we're having Mad Science of West Jersey. I'm delivering a show that will leave you gasping and laughing at the mad scientist's peculiar and chilling science experiments. And that's at 11 a.m.
Okay, this Halloween party is at the North County Branch on Tuesday, October 27th from 7 to 8 p.m. There's a Halloween costume contest at the South County Branch on Halloween, Saturday, October 31st. Stop by the South County Branch Library, dressed as your favorite author, book character, or other book-themed costume. One winner will be chosen from each age bracket, 0 to 17, 18, and older. Each winner will receive a Dunkin' Donuts gift card. Very nice. Going to have candy for the kids if they come, John?
I think so.
Good. You just mentioned this weird science, did you?
I did, and that's...
was that November 5th?
That's November 5th. It's during the NJEA break, and that's ages 3 and up.
Very good. Then we have a canine demo on Tuesday, November 10th from 7 to 8 p.m. at the North County Branch Library with the Reddington Police Department. This is for grades 1 through 9, so I'm assuming they're bringing a police dog in, which, if I remember correctly, is not a very safe thing, Jennifer. My uncle was a police officer with the canine corps, and he had his dogs in the back. You did not want to go near that dog, Jennifer, except him. He was the only one. Anybody else, that dog, I think, would have ripped your throat out.
I hope nobody has anything.
I don't know, but that's why I'm a little concerned about this. I can remember my uncle's German shepherds, and he was a docile little pussycat with him. Anybody else got near that dog? Okay, moving on. Hopefully that's not the case with that program.
Two days later, November 12th, Thursday, at the headquarters library, we have Bricks for Kids, which come in and make sculptures and things out of Legos, and that's from 4 to 5, 15 grades 1 through 4.
And then finally, on Wednesday, December 9th, from 6 to 7:30 p.m. in the children's room at the Huntington County Headquarters Library, it's a Winter Wonderland craft night. Make a gingerbread craft and more for all ages in the children's room. This is on the same night as our gingerbread competition awards ceremony and reception. So it's going to be a very popular night. You can see all those creations. And then make your own crafts or bring your children. All ages are welcome for that, Jennifer. So we do have the children covered.
We do, and we have story times.
Not just in the summer, but
every week.
All year long.
For all ages. We have library babies.
Pause to read.
2 to 3.5 year olds and 3 to 5 year olds. So check the library's website, hclibrary.us.
And trust me, the pause to read dogs are not like police dogs.
No. No.
They're very gentle and kind.
So, okay. Do you want to do some weather? It's halfway through.
Are we halfway through already?
We are.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
The interesting thing is my weather page just went off, but I think I can remember it, Jennifer, just from the top of my head.
Okay.
There was no rain in the forecast for the next 10 days, except for maybe a half of a tenth of an inch or something like next Thursday.
Maybe Friday, but it's very...
Otherwise, we're going to have temperatures probably in about the mid-60s during the day for the next 10 days, but cooler in the evenings. I think we're going to get down to the 30s. On some evenings, so it's fall, Jennifer. That's what we got to expect.
It sure is.
So typical fall weather. So enjoy these next 10 days. It's fall. It's not going to be warm, but it's going to be seasonal. Let's put it that way. So welcome back to the Library Show. Jim Gannot joins us in a half hour, or joins you, I should say. Jennifer's got to get back to work.
I'm getting back to work.
She's been on vacation for 9 days, and it's not responsible for anything, obviously.
I'm not.
Jim Gannot's show, Taking Care of Business, is at 12 noon. So if you're a small business owner, you want to tune into that. Or anybody who likes the smooth, dulcet tones of Jim Gannot's voice. Okay, I mentioned the gingerbread competition. Let me go into depth with that, Jennifer. While you just idle time away over there, I'll just put the show on my shoulders and see how far I can go with it.
You put this
Huntington County Chamber of Commerce and the Friends of the Huntington County Library present a gingerbread competition. This will be the fifth or sixth year we're doing this, Jennifer?
Mm-hmm.
I think the fifth. It will be on display at the Huntington County Library through the month of December. We're looking for people to enter. We're looking for kids or students or adults or family or groups or professionals. The entry form can be found online at hclibrary.us, right on the homepage. Just click on the link and print it out. Or you can find it at any of our county libraries in the lobby. Just pick one up. Fill out the form. All the details are on the form that you need to know, all the rules and regulations, when to submit the form, when to bring in your gingerbread house, what you need to make the gingerbread house of, which is either a gingerbread storyland, which is an edifice or scene from a book, or a Huntington County scene, a building or something from Huntington County. Let your imagination run wild. If you don't know how to make gingerbread, recipes are handily provided for you on the entry form. for construction-grade gingerbread and for royal icing. There'll be prizes in first place in each category, Jennifer. Judges are looking for overall appearance, originality or imagination, use of materials, difficulty of design, and the depiction, of course, of either the 100 or storybook theme. So we're going to have Jennifer prizes. Chris Phelan of the Chamber is actively looking for sponsors to supply these prizes, probably Visa gift cards.
If you're a business and you're interested in being a sponsor, give Chris a call.
Yes, we'd be happy to have you. It's been growing every year, and then just have a spectacular display in the library in December of all these great, I mean, clever creations.
Have you gotten any?
It's not to be missed. I've gotten a couple so far.
Oh, that's good.
Yes.
Good.
So they'll be rolling in soon, probably when November comes. Let me just tell you what the deadline is, just in case you're thinking the deadline is soon, Jennifer. The deadline is November 20th. Friday, November 20th is the deadline. Okay, Jennifer, I've been like talking a lot.
You sure have.
I'm going to give you the floor, see what you can do with it.
The library list reads, for November is out. These are books that librarians across the United States have picked, and they think they're going to be their
bell cow?
Patron's favorite. What the heck is a bell cow? Topping the list is The Japanese Lover by Isabel Allende. Irina is a young Moldavian immigrant with a troubled past. She works at an assisted living home where she meets Alma, a Holocaust survivor. Alma falls in love with Ichi, a young Japanese gardener who survived Topaz, the Japanese internment camp. Despite man's inhumanity to man, love, art, and beauty can exist, as evidenced in their beautiful story. The second book is one of my favorite for November, The Improbability of Love by Hannah Rothschild. This engaging, totally unexpected story of Annie, a lonely young woman who wanders into a junk shop and buys a painting. The painting turns out to have a long and storied past with powerful people searching high and low for it. Unpredictable and fascinating. I loved the peek into the cutthroat art world and watching Annie blossom as she discovers her true calling. And let's see, Jason Gay's Little Victories, Perfect Rules for Imperfect Living. And this is just like a quick little handbook, sort of self-help book. Douglas Preston and Lincoln Child are back in the Special Agent Pendergrast series with Crimson Shore. This time, he and Constant Green investigate a theft of a wine cellar in an ancient village on the coast of north of Salem, only to discover during their investigation the entombed remains of a tortured man. The next one is The Muralist by B.A. Shapiro. And this is this art-filled story following the young life and disappearance of Elise Benoit is heartbreaking and thoughtful. Not only does the novel give an entertaining education on the WPA and the abstract artists, but it also gives irrelevant commentary on refugees and the cold-heartedness of government. Her story will pull you along as you try to grasp how this bright light of the art community vanished. And then this one is sort of a sleeper. The Girl with Ghost Eyes by M.H. Borison. In San Francisco during the late 1800s, a young Chinese widow tries to keep her father alive and win a place in his heart she doesn't realize she already owns. The story is filled with wonderful details from Chinese folklore and mythology, and plenty of action as two tongues battle to control Chinatown. Beatrice Williams, Along the Infinite Sea. Beatrice Williams is also the author of 100 Summers and The Secret Life of Violet Grant. When Pepper Schuyler, on the run from a powerful politician and desperate to protect her unborn child, sells her newly restored classic car to an enigmatic and very wealthy woman, she not only finds unexpected refuge, but also tantalizing hints of a mystery. With vivid European settings, colorful characters, and intricate plotting that skillfully weaves past and present together, this is a treat for fans of Beatrice Williams. And there are three more. A Likely Story, A Library Lover's Mystery by Jen McKinley. And this is the first time this series is in hardcover. It's been in paperback. This is just as addictive as the rest of the Library Lover's Mysteries. McKinley has written some of the most authentic library characters that Michelle Ross from West Virginia has come across in the cozy mystery genre.
And what is an authentic library character? I'm interested to hear.
A lot of times you'll read about librarians.
Aren't you an authentic library character?
I am an authentic librarian.
Are they describe you in that book?
And
is there a character that is kind of like you?
Sort of.
Which one? So tell our listeners that when they're reading the book, they can picture you.
Well, I would say Lindsay, the library director.
And what? How did they describe her?
Well, I don't know. She always has her patrons' interest at heart.
Okay.
But she understands that she also has to answer to her library board.
Mm-hmm. Really? So these are a series of books about working in the library.
Mm-hmm. But a lot of times librarians, like they're just people off the street, become the librarian.
And what is the crisis in these books?
Well, somebody is murdered.
Oh. In the library?
Sometimes.
Sometimes?
Sometimes.
So a lot of murders happen around this library?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe they should close this library.
You think? I don't know.
Maybe maybe they could spice our library up a little bit.
Briar Creek, Connecticut. It's off the coast. Actually, in this one, there's islands off the coast of Connecticut in this story, and the librarian takes books to one of the recluse. There's a reclusive brothers on an island, and one of them is found dead, and the other one cannot be found at all. And in the meantime, there's a wealthy woman trying to buy up all the islands to restore.
Really? And yep. What's the name of these books?
These are The Library Lover's Mystery by Jen McKinley. And Jen McKinley is a librarian. What?
Nothing.
What did Kiko say? You have to share
no
with the class.
No comment.
Come on.
He said what I'm thinking. I mean, I'm looking for the grabbers in these library books. I mean, I work in a library, Jennifer. I wouldn't want to read a book about what I do all day.
It would be Sully, the boat captain, would be the grabber.
Oh, he's in every book?
He probably would not appeal to either you or Kiko.
Why? Because he's like a hunk?
Yes, he's a rugged sea.
Oh, he like has relationships with all the librarians? Well, that's something.
Just with Jim McKinley.
That's something.
I can't wait to hear what he has to say about you. You look what he has to say. Well, I tell you about Mary Louise Parker's memoir, Dear Mr. You. Mary Louise Parker has created a unique and poetic memoir through a series of letters, some of appreciation, some of apology, some simply of acknowledgement to the men in her life, ranging from taxi driver.
Has the sea captain been with Lindsay?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Ranging from a taxi driver to a grandfather she never knew, each man has left an imprint and shaped her into the person she has become.
A sea captain? What year is this? Is it the 1800s?
No, it's set in modern time. He runs a taxi. A water taxi.
He calls himself a sea captain?
I called him a sea captain.
Oh, okay.
And the last book on the list is Wild Swan, A Wild Swan and Other Tales by Michael Cunningham, and it's illustrated by Yuko Shimizu. Michael Cunningham is the author of The Hours. But these are fairy tales that have slightly more insight for the discerning adult. These are a continuation of what happens after the fairy tales, such as The Little Mermaid, ends and are set in some instances in the modern world. Packed with humor, this is an easy gift for those who like to be read to at night or feel too old for idealistic fairy tales.
Is this a children's book?
No, it's an adult book.
Oh.
And that is the library reads list. For
what happens November. To The Little Mermaid after? I want to know. Did you read that book?
I did not read that one. It's still sitting on my floor.
I want to hear more about Lindsay and the sea captain.
Sully. Well, they're sort of taking a break right now because...
Oh, so they're like on and off again through all the books?
Because he did something terrible to her in the last book.
What?
And I don't remember.
Well, come on. What's my appetite here?
But there's a British actor who...
Who do you see... If they had to pick a Hollywood star, they were going to make a movie, God forbid, out of this book. who would be the star as Lindsay and the Sea Captain? So these are the two main characters.
Right.
Okay. I'm glad that you're confident enough to see yourself as the main character or something. That's like a big step in the
life.
So who would you see as the Sea Captain? A Sea Captain doesn't run a water taxi, first of all. That's pretty...
All right. Well, he also... Yeah. I don't know. I'm thinking like a younger Mel Gibson or a younger Harrison Ford.
Uh-huh. How old is Lindsay?
Mid-30s, early 30s.
How'd she become the director at such a young age?
I don't know. They're desperate.
Maybe you can help write some of the installments of this book. Is it racy?
No. No, Cozy Mysteries, you never actually see the murder, nor do you usually see sex, and there's no swearing either.
Then how are they successful?
I don't know. It's kind of...
You enjoy them, right?
I do.
You identify with them. What other? Is there a character like me in the book? No? There's no library artist?
No, it's a very small running library. Around? There's a children's librarian, but she gets dressed up and she...
She gets dressed up as what?
Like as different characters and does all these interactive story
times.
Is
she an older woman?
No, she's very young as well. What now? We're going to have to go to break so you can share these.
I'm just trying to get a handle on this, as is our loyal listener, Kiko. Yeah.
I don't think either of these would appeal to you, either of you. You might enjoy Crimson.
So how many books are in this series? Well, it must, if
three.
She's, there's more than three.
This might be seven, I think.
Seven books?
Generally, this publisher, when you sign your first book, you sign for three books, and then two more, and then two more. This might be the eighth, because it's coming out in hardcover.
Think they'll ever make a movie of this?
There may be like a lot of times rights get sold,
like
or TV
the Hallmark
rights
channel?
Get sold, and then nothing is ever made of them.
Interesting. Could be the Harry Potter book for librarians.
No.
I mean, she must have a good writing style because she's...
Well, first of all, because it's going hardcover.
Subject matter isn't exactly electrifying. And, of course, she's going to eventually jump the shark and, like, introduce an alien or something, right? Has that happened yet?
A lot of times.
Or they're going to have a baby or something. Has that happened?
Not in this... Well, no, she's still trying to decide who she should go out with.
Oh, who's the other one?
Oh, he's a British a movie actor.
You got a good line here. He calls it 50 Shades of Boredom.
Kiko, I count on you. I count on you from Jim Thatch's Slings and Arrows. I am wounded. And actually, on Jen McKinley's website, there is a quote from me about her series.
Okay.
It is the characters and their interactions and dialogue that make this a standout mystery. Oh, too, a perennial favorite series. That was also mine.
They also, another suggestion was Kiko, that they have a baby, they name it Dewey.
Cats are usually named Dewey. Fine. I'm going to go to the last commercial break so you two can continue making fun of me, and we will be right back after this.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Megan Jones Holt, the radio host of the Rotary Hour and president of Boxes for You. Why am I a member of the Chamber of Commerce? It can be summed up in one word: opportunities. Opportunities to market your business and yourself.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Welcome back to the Library Show. You'll be glad to hear there's 14 more minutes left until Jim Gano comes in.
Jennifer requested tribute. She's been on vacation. I feel so bad. She's so swamped with work that I will
request. Completely addled. How about I can ask you some today in history, like we did last time.
Go ahead, if you want to.
Okay. Born today. These are people I know. I'm going to see if Jim Thatch knows.
Uh-oh. Is he a water taxi sea captain?
No. 1881, P.G. Wodehouse.
P.G. Wodehouse? That does sound familiar. Is that an author?
It is. He's an
English, I have no idea what they wrote, though.
English-American author and playwright, Jeeves. He created the character of Jeeves, the butler.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And he's got it copyrighted?
Of course.
What does PG stand for?
That I do not know.
Okay, moving on.
Moving on. You already asked me that one. You asked me this one. Italo Calvino.
You know who Italo Calvino is. Mm-hmm. Is he a water taxi sea captain?
No, he's an Italian journalist.
What's the name of the playwright. Sea captain in the
Sully.
Sully?
Yes.
What's his full name?
His last name is Sullivan. I don't remember.
You don't remember?
I don't. Ed McBain, 1926.
McBain was the villain from the Batman movies.
No, Ed McBain. He was an American author and screenwriter of the 87th Precinct Mysteries. All right, what? Answer, your friend. How about Robert Baden Powell?
Robert Powell.
No, Bob Robert, he's Powell. Always Robert Baden Powell.
No idea. Olympic high diver.
No. This is something you might have been a member of when you were a young boy.
The Indian guys. The Cub Scouts.
He was the founder of the American Boy Scouts.
And you knew that off the top of your head.
I did. I actually have two biographies of him in my house. How about Tito Jackson, 1953?
He was one of the Jackson Five.
There you go. 1958, Sarah Ferguson.
The Duchess. Andrew, was she married to?
Yep, the Duchess of York.
And they got divorced, correct?
They did.
Didn't she do something embarrassing?
She was a top.
Seeing with everybody. Yes. She was like, when their marriage was in trouble, she was like, okay, go ahead.
It was the whole topless.
And then she did Weight Watchers or something.
Yeah. 2005.
2005, somebody was born?
Yes, well, you're not going to, I can't.
But they're 10 years old.
Prince Christian of Denmark. Yeah, that wouldn't really.
He's a Prince of Denmark, I'm guessing.
Yeah. Oh, how about 1968? Virginia Lee Burton died on this day.
Virginia Lee Burton? Is that Richard Burton's wife?
It is not. That was Elizabeth Taylor.
Well, I think Richard Burton was married more than once,
yes,
Jennifer.
Yes, but he was married twice, too. She's an American illustrator. She illustrated The Little House, the town grew up around, the city grew up around this little house, and it was very sad and run down.
On the prairie?
No. You've never seen The Little House? It's a blue book.
Blue
picture book. We have a local, Vincent Canby. Oh, no, never mind. That was somebody else. Who else died today that you might know that? All right, I guess that's about it.
Okay, Jennifer, here's 20 questions
Excellent,
for you.
Thank goodness.
Who was born on January 17, 1962, in Newmarket, Ontario, and appeared as Stanley Ipkiss in The Mask? Do I have to give you the choices?
Yeah.
I'm going to try not to give you the choices.
All right, well, then you just pick one.
All right, Jim Carrey. What was the Italian currency before the introduction of the euro?
Lira.
What actor was stuck on a desert island, sent Meg Ryan mail, and fell in love?
Tom Hanks.
I can become an adult when I make a wish, and even got stuck. Yes, so it's many of his movie roles. Correct, Tom Hanks. Not only is there no God, Jennifer, but try getting a plumber on weekends. Who said that? Not only is there no God, but try getting a plumber on weekends.
I want to say Yogi Berra, but I'm sure he's not one of the choices.
Woody Allen is one of the choices.
Okay, let's see Woody Allen.
What was the name of the shopping mall at the end of Back to the Future?
It was like Single Pine or
Very good. The Lone Pine Mall. At the beginning of the movie, it was called Twin Pines Mall.
But he knocked one of the trees down.
I didn't realize that until like 20 years after the movie was made. I didn't pick up on that one. What is a physician, Jennifer, whose practice covers a variety of medical problems in patients of all ages known as?
A general practitioner.
That's one of the choices, Jennifer. You heard me right. What is the proper name for earwax? I'm going to go Saramen, since the other ones are carmine is the color red, ermine is an animal, and eland is a word for like happy. If you have earned a pole position, Jennifer, which of these sports are you most likely engaged in?
Horse racing.
No, we're looking for auto racing. If you earned a pole position. What television program was Adriana Zanaitis the host of for over a decade? Adriana Zanaitis.
I have no idea.
Let's make a deal. Let's make a deal.
Oh, how about
what?
Who's a Millionaire?
No.
Okay.
The seed of this herb, Jennifer, is used as much as the leaves. It is common in Indian, Asian, Middle Eastern, and Latin American cooking. Some people think it tastes like soap.
Cilantro.
Very good. What letter is used to represent 100 in Roman numerals?
Oh, and C.
When an ancient Roman housewife, Jennifer, wanted to have fish for dinner, where would she go to purchase it?
A pescaria? Pesca.
Impressive. Forum Pescarium is one of the choices. Where is the holiest place in Islam?
Mecca.
There are five types of kiwis in New Zealand, which is not a variety of kiwi. I'll just pick one.
Pick one, please.
For which of these would you not normally use a decanter? Sherry, wine, port, or milk?
Milk.
A painter uses light and shade rather than color to create the illusion of volume. It's a spelling word. I'm just going to pick one. Who sings Colors, Another Day in Paradise, and All of My Life?
I don't know.
I think it's Phil Collins. Erythrocytes are more commonly known as red blood cells. What is the clinical name for the general category of white blood cells? Melanocytes, blancocytes, leukocytes, or neutrophils?
Let's say leukocytes.
I think it's leukocytes because that's what you lose for cancer, right?
Yeah.
To which country would I travel if I wanted to see the fabulous temple complex of Angkor Wat? Hike the Cardamom Mountains and visit a bird sanctuary near Tony Sap Lake. Where would you be? Angkor Wat.
Don't know.
It's either Cambodia or Turkey.
Cambodia.
Let's say Cambodia. Both Julie Andrews and Dick Van Dyke could tell you P.L. Travers was the author of which children's book?
Oh, this is fixed.
Why?
Mary Poppins.
Why is it fixed?
Because you love that.
I'm not answering. Good, Jennifer, that's 20 questions. Let's see how you did. How did you think you do? Guess.
Well, I think the ones I answered I got right.
Jim Carrey played Stanley Ipkiss in The Mask. Lira was the currency in Italy before the euro. Tom Hanks played all those roles. Castaway and You've Got Mail, et cetera, et cetera. Woody Allen did say there is no God. Not only is there no God, but try getting a plumber on a weekend. The Lone Pine Mall was the name of the shopping mall at the end of Back to the Future. A general practitioner covers a variety of medical problems in patients of all ages. Ceremon is correct for Jennifer, the name for earwax. Auto racing pole position. Wheel of Fortune was the answer for
Adriana Zanaitis. I think she's an Australian host.
Oh, interesting. You are correct. How did you know that?
Because it's an Australian-based...
Cilantro, Jennifer, it does taste like soap. Roman numeral 100 is C. Forum Pescarium is where a Roman housewife would buy fish. Mecca is the holiest place in Israel. I said the great spotted kiwi as not one of the... I thought they were trying to trick me, great spotted owl, whatever. But no, Jennifer, it was the plentiful kiwi is not a type of kiwi. A kiwi, of course, is a bird. Isn't that correct?
Yes.
Milk is never poured from a decanter, or shouldn't be. I spelled the word wrong, so I didn't even look. I tried. Phil Collins did sing Colors, Another Day in Paradise, and All of My Life. Leukocytes are in the category of white blood cells. Cambodia is where Angkor Wat is, and Mary Poppins. So we technically got 18 out of 20.
How's that technically?
Because I didn't count the spelling one. So 8 or...
8, so it's 18 out of 19.
17 out of 19.
17 out of 19.
17 out of 19. That would be like a
That's pretty
A
good.
Minus or B plus on yeah. a test in school.
And I have
would
to...
have been much better than I would have ever done.
Well, I have to say publicly, you and I used to do the New York Times crossword puzzles together.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd knock off Tuesday and Wednesday, no problem. We were getting good at Thursday. But I handed you Sundays yesterday. And you said, there's no way I can do it. I came back 20 minutes later and it was almost finished.
Sometimes you just
it was
get
very
on a
impressive.
Roll, Jennifer. It was easy. It was all Saturday Night Live clues, which was the long clues.
Which is what's taking me so long.
Oh. So I was able to roll with that once you figure out the theme. So.
You did very well.
Thank you.
All right. Well, it's time for Jim Gano to come in. So thank you for listening. Remember, wherever you are, you can call, go online, or come on in. Your library is always there for you.
Good night.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. The leader of the state Senate says he will not ask for emergency legislation session to deal with the aftermath of the historic floods in South Carolina. Governor Nikki Haley agrees, saying she will work with members of the General Assembly as the state continues to recover.
So we're about to have all of our state parks open. Excited that the interstates are all open. We have interstates open. We have ports open. Amtrak's back on their regular system.
Legislators will return to work in January to consider what to do about fixing all of the damage. President Obama is announcing plans to extend the U.S. troop presence in Afghanistan. The president is unveiling details of the proposal at the White House this morning. Senior administration officials say Obama wants to slow the withdrawal of 5,000 troops in Afghanistan to counter increasing Taliban attacks. About 70 million Americans are getting some bad news this morning. There will be no annual raise in Social Security benefits in 2016. The announcement by the Social Security Administration means about 7 million Americans could see their Medicare premiums go up by 50%. This is USA Headline News.
If you like painting and saving, ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paints and stains during our four-day super sale, October 16th through the 19th. With 40% off our exceptional paints and stains and 30% off painting supplies, you can give your whole home a color makeover. But hurry, these savings are so super, they won't be around for long. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Did you know the government is scheming to seize your retirement and bank accounts? Hi, David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital Gold Group. Get the facts in a white paper called How to Protect Your Retirement.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Recording mics for $59. Boom mic stands for just $19. Or a Pearl Cajon drum with snare, just $89. This weekend is your chance to save on everything you need to make music. Guitar Center's singer-songwriter savings is going on now. Don't miss it.
Could there be a link between Alzheimer's and the air we breathe? More now from USA's Melody Burkett.
A scientist at the University of Utah thinks there could be a connection between air pollution and Alzheimer's disease. Dr. Dustin Hammer says air pollution leads to inflammation throughout the body and could make its way to the brain.
That inflammation that happens in the body happens in the brain, and that can damage cells, and for older adults may be playing a role speeding up the process of something like Alzheimer's disease.
Dr. Hammers is studying a group of seniors